are, folks. Ready to get this party started. Starting lineup for McKinleyville. They'll be starting Kim Lewis, the senior. The sophomore, Tatum Fisher. Senior, Morgan Stubbs. Senior, Cameron Pinard. And junior, Bella Turner. And for the Delmar Warriors, they will start sophomore guard, Brooklyn Carter. Junior, Lily Nunez. Junior, Anissa Batega. Junior, Kamora McCovey. And junior, Jacqueline Corbett will be starting for the Warriors. Joining me here for the broadcast is my partner, haven't seen him in forever, Mr. John Pritchett. Johnny, HTL, look at that. You're quick. Hey, great job announcing. Get the crowd all fired up.
Thank you.
You got to love it.
Just glad to be among the living, big guy.
This game's going to start. You want to go and explain this to us, John?
So, McKinleyville's shorts have red sort of diagonal crisscross stripes, and they are considered illegal by North Coast Sections and the Federation. And so a technical was awarded to Delmar. They got to take two free throws, made one of them. Delmar's going to start the game with a 1-0 lead.
Nunez makes one of the two free throws. Possession will go to Delmar. So the Warriors got the ball with a 1-0 lead. Odd way to start the game. It's going to be a 3-2 zone by McKinleyville to start with. Warriors working around the perimeter. Denise on top. Back to Nunez. She'll fire from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Lewis comes down with it. Lewis across midcourt. Man-to-man defense by the Warriors. Out on top, ball stolen by Jacqueline. Over to Nunez. Turnover by the Panthers, and Nunez was out in transition. We're going to have a foul on the ball against the Panthers.
Warriors going with that smaller, quicker lineup.
Foul's going to go against Lewis. The senior picks up her first foul. Nunez has it. Skip pass to Brooklyn. Sophomore Carter fires the three. No good. It's going to be ripped down by McKinleyville. Coming down with that rebound was Pinard. Foul's going to go against Kamora. Kamora McCovey picks up the foul on the rebound. It's going to be Panthers' ball. As Lewis brings it across midcourt. Across midcourt over to Nunez guarding out on the perimeter. Jacqueline causing havoc out on the perimeter as she knocks another way back to the backcourt. Great look underneath from half court by McKinleyville. A couple tap passes and Lewis gets an easy layup underneath. 2-1 your score. Anissa with the ball, full court, zone press by McKinleyville. The Warriors break it to Corbett in the middle of the key. Up with the shot, no good. She gets her own rebound, and they'll skip pass it over to Anissa. Back on top to Nunez. Guarded tightly, Anissa dribble drive baseline, 15-footer. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Stubbs. Stubbs comes down with it. We're going to have a jump ball. Stubbs is no one to mess around with. She's a big, strong girl. Possession arrow is going to go McKinleyville's way on the jump. Kamora comes out. The other sophomore comes in. Lauren Stutes comes in the ballgame for the Warriors. Had a great tournament defensively in Fort Bragg. Dribble drive by Pinard. Up with the shot. Knocks it in. Easy bucket for Cameron. And that was a way too easy of a bucket. Coach Clifton gets the timeout, as in he does not like that defensive effort.
Warrior Athletics is brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. I was just at Sutter Coast Hospital last week.
Did they serve you with care?
They did. I'd agree. Well, other than I couldn't breathe, but that wasn't their problem. Hayuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild River adventures. Potter Real Estate Group in Crescent City, specializing in residential and commercial real estate. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro, WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. And Delmar Tire, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches.
First HDN game right here kicking off tonight for the girls, and a lot of implications all the way throughout the North Coast section. As in Division IV ranking, McKinleyville sits at number 2 and the Warriors at number 3. So not only is this a big league game, big section game all at once.
You know, every game this season for every team in the Big Five Conference is going to be a battle royale.
It's going to be unbelievable. All five teams from the North Coast section are ranked in top 5 in their respective divisions. Nunez breaks the press across midcourt. She'll dribble drive, kick it into Taylor in the ballgame. Deanna Taylor, the senior, dribble drive, kicks it over. Great look to Corbett. Corbett misses. She's going to put it back up. She went to put it back up. She's going to be fouled on the ground. A great rebound by Corbett. Just couldn't get it to fall. Foul's going to go against Lewis. She picks up her second. The point guard has two minutes into the ballgame. Nunez inbounds underneath her own basket into Carter. Brooklyn kicks it back out on top to Nunez. Now they drop into the 2-3 zone. Couple different zone looks for McKinleyville. Nunez misses the shot. Stoops puts it back up and she gets fouled. Great hard rebound there by Stoops, and that's what we saw in Fort Bragg. A lot of hustle. Foul's going to go against Pinard. She's going to pick up her first. Third team foul against McKinleyville with Stoops going to the line. Stoops only 23% from the line this year. Knocks down her first one. That's going to help the average, especially since she's only shot three.
Yeah. Stoops was dominant at the JV level last year, and I'm not surprised to see her up here on the varsity now.
Back rim too strong, no good. Rebound by Stubbs. Stubbs gets it out to Turner in the ballgame. Turner guarded by Taylor out on top, over to Lewis. Lewis playing with two fouls now. Ball goes corner. Drive by Turner up at the shot, no good. Back by Pinard, and it's good. 4 points for her. McKinleyville leads 6-2. Nunez with the ball over to Taylor. They break the press pretty easily. Kind of a sagging zone press. Low post to Stoops, back out on top to Corbett. Corbett back under Stoops. What a great look. Jacqueline Corbett, middle of the key, finds Stoops on the baseline, knocks it down. 6-4 your score, as Coach Cheek says, whoa, wait a sec.
Stoops has an opportunity to be the best big person Delmar girls have had in a long, long time, maybe going all the way back to the Amber Lund days.
Absolutely, and you see the situation is they got Lily Wilson, they have Kimora, and they have Stoops. They all offer a different aspect of the game. Lily is very strong at putting the ball back up. Stoops has great footwork.
Yes.
Her feet are so fast for a big girl. She gets great position quickly and not scared to bump anybody around.
You got that right. And as I said, we saw her last year on the JV as a freshman and was just dominant. And we saw that right there on that play. She knew where to get, and she had her hands positioned to get the pass and go right up with it for the easy basket.
Delmar's going to pick up full court man-to-man. Turner has the ball coming across midcourt. They did pull Lewis out of the ball game for McKinleyville. So Turner will have the will bring it up. Pinard will go to the baseline. Another nice shot. Dribble drive, shot from the block. She's got six.
And all four of McKinleyville's baskets have came from the right block.
Nunez, dribble drive. Underneath, Stoops gets another easy one. Misses. Got another easy look, but she missed it. Got too far underneath the basket. Great look by Nunez, though. As we go out of bounds off McKinley, it's going to be Delmar ball. Fresh shot clock. Nunez will inbounds underneath the basket. Skip pass into Taylor to the far side. She'll dribble drive back to top. They'll reset with Nunez. 4:40 left here in the first quarter. 8-4 your score. Corbett gets it at the high post. She's going to lose the handle. Pick it back up, and she gets it to shoot. Up at the top, blocked by Stubbs. The senior making herself known, Morgan Stubbs. Out to Turner. Turner gets the ball stolen by Nunez. Nunez out in transition. She's got one-on-one with Watson. Up with the shot, no good. Nunez pulled it again in the last game of Fort Bragg, but she knocks down that three ball. Big shot by Nunez from the left wing. And we got an 8-7 score. Warriors trail by one. Stubbs gets the ball in the low post. She's going to get called for the travel. But offensively, Nunez struggled in the last game against Upper Lake and Fort Bragg. So she needed that bucket right there, John. A lot of times, shooters need shots to go down. I think that was a big one for him. Injury on the field, on the court, as Turner comes off and Turner comes in. The junior, we got Bella Turner and Tolly Turner. Turner for Turner as Nunez comes across midcourt. 8-7 your score. Warriors trail by one. Nunez right side to Carter. Skip pass to Gianna. Taylor high post to Corbett. get past to Brooklyn. Carter back to Nunez. 7 on the shot clock. Nunez pulls it back out. Gets the pick from Corbett. He'll fire the 3. Front rim no good. Picked up by Carter. Carter will fire it back up and miss. Rebounded by the Panthers. Back the other way as quickly as Turner. Turner give it to Stubbs. No good. She's going to get fouled. Great job by Stubbs. Moving in transition.
Good hustle on her end.
22. Gorbett's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her first, second team foul, as Morgan Stubbs, the senior, will go to the line. Standout softball player knocks down the first one. 9-7 your score. Warriors trail by 2 with 3:25 left here in the first quarter. 3 good dribbles, deep knee bend, up with the second one. Back rim, no good. Rebounded by Suits, and she's going to went to throw it away, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by McKinleyville. Thank goodness. I didn't know if that one was touched, but
I think it was poked from behind, which is why it went out of bounds so fast.
That was pretty quick. I was hoping she didn't throw it over there. Nunez across midcourt. 2-3 zone by McKinleyville still. Nunez slowly coming across. Corbett gets the ball on the elbow. She'll shoot it. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. And we're going to have a foul, loose ball foul, on the Panthers.
And what made that play was Stutz going to the ground to pick up the loose ball, and she ended up getting pushed.
2 fouls against centered now, 2. Shot goes up by the sophomore, Brooklyn Carter, on the inbound. 3-point basket, good for Brooklyn. Delnor takes their first lead of the ballgame, 10-9. Another turnover by McKinleyville, bad pass. Corbett out to Nunez. Nunez in transition. Puts up the 8-footer, no good. Rebound's going to go to Stutz. Stutz gets it back out to Taylor. Reset to Nunez. Left side to Corbett. Corbett tries to get it to Taylor, but the ball's stolen. Quickly back the other way is the Panther. Up with the easy one with Watson. Good gets the ball. Puts her rebound back up and in, though. 11-10 your score. Turnover leading to a bucket there for McKinleyville. 11-10 your score. You know, we talked about the big five being tied. It's going to come down to the hustle points and turnovers. And the Warriors have got to win that edge as they turn it over on the perimeter once again. And that's Watson to the basket. She's going to get fouled again. Watson will go to the line to shoot two as Brooklyn Carter picks up the foul. Little lackadaisical out on the perimeter by the Warriors. Back-to-back turnovers. Watson will shoot two here. 11-10 your score. Make that 12-10. 2-point lead for the Panthers with 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Two deep knee bends, back up. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by Bernard, though. He puts it back up and misses. Stutz comes down with the rebound. Nunez back across midcourt. High post to Corbett. Corbett back over to Taylor. Taylor will fire the 3. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Watson coming back the other way. Emma Watson, the sophomore in the ballgame. Down under to Turner, 2 Stubbs. Stubbs goes straight up. Stutz has her hands leaning over the front.
Yep,
She'll get called for the foul.
She had to keep her hands straight up, and instead she leaned in and made them almost shoulder high, rather than straight up in the air. Easy call for the officials.
Picked up her first one. Stubbs back at the line to shoot 2. Back rim, no good. But that's just a senior with a sophomore, right?
Yep,
the senior knew what to do with it. The sophomore did a little too much. Lily Wilson in the ballgame along with Kiki France. When we talked about the depth at the post position, this is what Delnor can bring. You got 2 brand new posts coming in, and you don't lose much either. So these two girls will rock it too. Also into the game for McKinleyville is number 25. That's Calissa Claros. Stubbs' second free throw is good. 13-10 your score. McKinleyville leads by 3. Minute and a half left here in the first quarter. Nunez traditionally slowly walking it across midcourt. Kills about 8 seconds each time down. Wilson will come up and set a pick for Nunez. Dribble drive, kicks it out to Carter. Shot goes up. knocks it down. Brooklyn Carter with a pair of threes here in the first quarter, and we got ourselves a tie ball game. 13-13, 1 minute left. Dribble drive by Watson underneath the Flaro. Back to Watson, shot goes up, no good. We're going to have out of the bounds, going to be McKinleyville ball off the tip. 18 seconds left here in the first quarter as Turner inbounds the ball from McKinleyville underneath their basket.
18 on the shot clock.
18 on the shot clock, sorry. Shot goes up by Turner, no good. Long rebound to Anissa. Bottega back over to Nunez. Tries to dribble, drives through the double team, kicks it back out. Anissa, ball fake. Up with the three-pointer, knocks it down. If the Warriors are hitting at home, and it's trouble for the other team. 16-13, your score, Warriors lead. Big shot by Anissa. Back out on top, Claros. Right side to Watson. Going to fire the three from the wing. Knocks it down, big shot by Emma.
And we are tied at 16 with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
16-16, your score. Nunez across midcourt. Shot clock turned off. 10 seconds left. Nunez over to Carter. Carter fires the three. No good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson's going to get fouled on the ground.
Wilson needed to go straight back up with that rather than bring it down to the land of midgets.
But Claros will get called for the foul. 5-16 fouls against McKinleyville. 3.8 seconds left. Shot goes in. Tipped out of bounds off McKinleyville, I believe.
Yes.
Delmar ball with 2 seconds left. So inbound on the sideline now. Into Nunez. One dribble, two dribble. Loses the handle. They won't get a shot off. So at the end of the first quarter, it's a tie ball game. 16-16 your score. We'll be back with the second here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Where Del Norte is tied ball game with McKinleyville Panthers here starting the second quarter in the HDN Big 5 opener. 16-16 your score. The Warriors were led by Brooklyn Carter with two threes in the first quarter. Nunez has the ball. We inbound first. Nunez lost the handle. She's going to lose it. Coming to the backcourt. It's going to be a backcourt violation as Anissa and Nunez were on different pages. Unforced turnover for the Warriors. Going to be Turner across midcourt. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Franz guarding Turner out on the perimeter. Over to Claros, guarded by Wilson. Over to Turner. Shot goes up by Watson. No good. Rebounded by Franz. Gets it out to Anissa, and they'll be out in transition. Over to Nunez. Dribble drive. All the way to the basket. Scoops up. We're going to get fouled on our way to the basket as she ran into a brick wall, John. Claros stood right there and took it. Claros picks up the foul. She's got two now.
Warriors are going to be in the bonus the rest of the half.
Nunez will go to the line to shoot two. First one's no good. Lily's 65% from the free throw line. If she misses the first one, she's one of three now. Nunez averages 16 points a ball game. Second one on its way. It's good. She's got five. The Warriors lead by one. McKinleyville back the other way. That's Turner with the ball. She'll pull it back out on top. Thought about driving. Guarded by Franz. Ball goes right side to Fisher. Underneath to Claros. Back to Fisher. Underneath. Easy bucket for McKinleyville.
Nice move by Fisher going back door and losing Carter in the process.
Warriors defensively with a lackluster effort right there. Nunez with the ball. Gets a pick from Wilson. Get past, trying to get to a niece in the corner. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Watson. It's going to be Warrior ball. 17 on the shot clock as Taylor comes back in the ball game. Taylor comes in. Franz comes out. Warriors get a little bit quicker as they go to one post set. Taylor's a small forward at best, along with the three guards and Wilson out there. Left side to Taylor. High post to Carter. Carter, dribble drive. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound's going to go loose on the floor, picked up by Anissa. We're going to have a foul as Anissa tried to throw it back out to Nunez. Loose ball foul. It's going to be 1-1 for the Warriors as Bella Turner picks up her first. Going to the line will be Anissa. 77% free throw shooter. The Warriors' best free throw shooter.
In the school.
Better than any boy,
men,
right?
Men, women, boys, girls.
You said that without looking at me. You know something.
I know lots of things.
First free throw is good. Tie ball game. 18-18, your score. As Bernard comes back in the ball game, she'll play with two. Coach Chiefs knows how important the second quarter is to take any kind of momentum. Rolling the dice a bit. Knocks down both free throws. Warriors take back the lead. 19-18, your score as Turner comes across midcourt. Turner gets a pick from Claros. Ball's loose on the ground. Bernard's fighting with it. Claros comes up with it. Claros gives it off, loses the handle. Brooklyn Carter picks it up. The sophomore across midcourt. Left side to Anissa. She'll fire the three. Front rim, no good. Ball's loose on the ground. She'll be picked up by... It'll be loose ball. Wilson's diving for it. And we're going to have a possession. It's going to be McKinleyville's ball on the jump ball. Lewis comes back in. Stute comes in. Great minutes by Wilson. That was a great three and a half minutes for Wilson. As Lauren comes back in the ball game. Watson will inbound the ball to Lewis back in. Kim Lewis, the senior point guard. Back in playing with two fouls guarded by Taylor. Taylor, Lewis goes right side, back on top. Claros gets the ball. Stolen by Carter. She's out in transition. The sophomore, coast to coast. Up with the layup. No good. Claros is just fighting for it, and McKinleyville comes up with it. South missed layup by the sophomore, Carter. McKinleyville quickly back the other way. Claros with the ball, middle of the key. No good. Rebound by Stoop. Out to Nunez. Nunez, 3-on-2-on-3 break. Splits the double team up with the shot, and she gets fouled. Great strong move by Nunez getting to the rack. She got fouled. She'll go to the line as Watson picks up her first.
You're not going to see Brooklyn Carter miss many of those layups in her career.
No, and she was point-blank money in Fort Bragg on her slashing layup. I was very surprised she missed that one. Nunez knocks down the first one. She's 65% free throw shooter, is now 3-of-5 from the line. Claros come off the bench, got good minutes for McKinleyville there.
Warriors trying to make it a 3-point lead. And they do.
Shot goes up. Both free throws are good. 21-18 your score with 5:37 left here in the second quarter. Lewis, dribble drive, looking for Bernard, but couldn't get it to her. Ball's loose on the ground. Great job by Anissa diving on the floor and coming up with it. Possession's going to go to the Warriors. Great hustle by Del Nord and Coach Clifton. Loves what he sees. Timeout on the floor. It's going to be a full timeout by Coach Cheek as the Warriors have a 3-point lead here.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. That's older than me.
That's old.
Yeah, it's old. Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? We'll call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name, Crescent Cabinets. And Dillard Office Supply for all your office supplies and furniture and gifts, too. Now on 3rd and 8th Street in Crescent City.
And Truffles.
And Truffles. You know, Debbie always helps me with my Christmas gifts for my for the women in my life.
She helps me with my troubles.
She makes me look so good. Thank you, Debbie.
She always gets me troubles. They have different kinds there, too, though.
Troubles?
Truffles.
Truffles. I thought you said troubles.
And I've never had truffles.
I thought you'd ordered two.
All right. Coming out of the break, it's Delner Ball. Nunez across midcourt. Guarded out on top. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers now. Nope, still in the 2-3. Kind of a matchup out on the perimeter, but it's 2-3 still. Anissa underneath two. Stoops up with the shot. No good. Rebound's going to go to McKinleyville.
That's Weiss where she got herself too far under the hoop to make a clean shot.
Turner back the other way underneath the Stubbs. Stubbs looks backside. Great look. Kick out. We have a foul underneath. Anissa's going to pick up the foul. It's going to be on the ground. Loose ball foul. Five fouls against the Warriors. McKinleyville inbound underneath their own basket. Gets the ball in. Stubbs goes up, partially blocked. Picked up by Nunez. Nunez, once again, pushing the pace back the other way. Splits the defense, goes up, and he's going to get fouled.
Give the credit for that block at the other end to Carter.
Carter, great job. Foul's going to go against number 12.
And that's the 10th team foul against McKinleyville. Delmar will be in the double bonus for the next 4 minutes and 47 seconds.
Nunez knocks down the first free throw. She's made her last four. And the Warriors extend their lead out to four. 22-18 score. As Stubbs picked up the foul, that was her first one. Nunez knocks down both free throws. Warriors lead by five. Warriors got to finish off this quarter right here. Super important you finish off quarters when you're playing tough teams. Shot from the corner, knocked down by McKinleyville.
The defensive rotation there was not good. And she ended up getting a wide open three from the baseline.
Little late, knocks it down. Fisher, 23-21 your score. Warriors lead by two. 2-3 zones extended out to the 25-foot line now. Carter catches it on the elbow. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by McKinleyville. Lewis is out in transition, so push it back the other way. Looking at the perimeter, she'll skip past the Turner. Over to Fisher. Fisher to Pinard. Underneath to Stubbs. Stubbs goes up a little wildly, misses, and Taylor comes down with it. Taylor's out in transition. Middle of the key, and she just kind of threw it up and misses. Rebounded by McKinleyville. Lewis back the other way. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. Offensive foul as Anissa Batiga steps in and takes it. Foul's going to go against Lewis. She picks up her third foul. What a huge defensive play, John.
That was an easy call for the officials. She set up and got in legal guarding position and then just took the contact, and nice play by the junior.
And took out their starting point guard with three fouls now with 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Nunez across midcourt. Over to Anissa. She'll fire the three from the wing. Up, no good. Rebounded by Turner. Turner's out in transition. Left side to her sister, Litalki. Turner knocks it down. Allie Turner, that's a three-pointer. And McKinleyville takes the lead back. 24-23 your score. Nunez, dribble drive. Ball gets knocked away, stolen by Pinard. But it's going to be a jump ball if she had to dive on it. Her and Anissa tie it up. Possession's going to go to McKinleyville, though.
Just as Delmore cooled down from three-point land, McKinleyville heated up from outside.
Two big three-pointers here in the second quarter has gave McKinleyville the lead, 24-23. Ball stolen by Gorbett, and we're going to have a foul in the midcourt. Gorbett's going to go to the line.
And she'll shoot two.
Picking up the foul is going to be Turner. Black number one. It's that one. Tally Turner's going to pick it up. It's going to be Gorbett at the line.
Tomorrow night, we will be in McKinleyville as Delmar boys begin their Big Five conference season.
It's going to be a windy one tomorrow night, John. You're going to have to dodge the trees.
We've done that before.
Yes, we have. Mike said something to me this morning. He's all, I don't know if you guys make it tomorrow. You know, it's going to be windy. I said, we cut down trees around here to get the game. That's just a normal, normal game.
I remember the one that came down. Unfortunately, we were in the left-hand lane at the moment. But that poor car that was beside us ran right into the darn thing.
Gorman knocks down both free throws. Warriors lead by one again. 25-24 your score. 2:55 left here in the second quarter. As the ball's loose on the ground, knocked away by Stoot. Still loose. It looks like a rugby scrum.
It looked more like a wrestling match. I thought near fall points were given.
Turner comes away with the Fisher fires a three. Long rebound is loose again. Three more bodies on the floor.
Both teams are sacrificing skin.
Foul's going to go against Fisher, I believe. Did he go 1-1 or 1? Looks like he went 1. Looks like Tally. Tally picks up her second.
Both these teams are... jumping on the loose ball like it's a grenade and they're going to save the platoon.
It's just the HD. It's what you got to love. And it's what's so great about and what the North Coast section understand about the HDM. These teams get after it. They're going to get after you all four quarters. First free throw, no good for Anissa. She's now 2 of 3 from the line. 77% free throw shooter. Warriors in double bonus from here the rest of the way out. 2:39 left here in the second quarter. Second free throw's good. And the Warriors take the lead, take a two-point lead. 26-24 your score. Turner has the ball, left corner. Dribble drive back out on top to Stubbs. Stubbs back to Turner, she'll pull it back out on top. Kicks it right side to Pinard. Underneath to Stubbs, she goes up and is fouled. Quick movement, great look by Pinard to find Stubbs.
And that was the key, the quick movement. She caught it and instantly turned and shot. She didn't bring the ball down. She kept the ball nice and high, went right to the basket, and rewarded it with free throws.
Lauren Stoot picks up her second foul. It's going to send Stubbs back to the line. Stubbs knocks down the free throw. She's now 3 of 5 from the line. Into the ball game for the Warriors is going to be Taylor coming in for Anissa. So Taylor will take a seat. So we have Stoot, Gorbett, Nunez, Carter, and Taylor in the ballgame for the Warriors. Stubbs up with her second free throw, knocked it down, nothing but net. We got ourselves a tie ballgame, 26-26 to score. 2:21 left here in the second quarter. Just what we expected, a great, great opening game here in the HDN. Nunez slowly across midcourt, 20 on the shot clock. Skip pass to Taylor. Dribble drive baseline all the way around. She's going to get called for the travel. Trying to do a little too much on the baseline there. So no man's land.
I think she changed her mind halfway through the move and ended up turning the ball over in the process.
Tally brings it across midcourt. Tally Turner. Guarded by Gorbett. Gorbett's got great hands on the perimeter. Does a great job getting her hands in the way without fouling.
And as a result, turnover by McKinleyville, Delmarin ball.
Great job out on the perimeter, causing a havoc. Nunez back across midcourt for the Warriors. Still 2-3 zone extended out for McKinleyville. High post to Gorbett. Back over to Taylor. Taylor's got the ball knocked out of bounds off Pinard. It's the Warrior ball still. 17 on the shot clock, 1:38 on the game clock here in the second quarter. Tie ball game, 26-26 your score. Nunez has the ball on the left wing. Over to Taylor. Look underneath to Stoot. Stoot gets it. Gets it to Carter. Carter tries to clear, but she's going to get tied up by Turner. Bella Turner ended up with a jump ball. It's going to be Warrior ball. No chain, no shot clock reset. Didn't change possession. So the Warriors got 7 to shoot. Nunez will inbound underneath her own basket. Get passed out to Taylor. Taylor will dribble drive 4 on the shot clock over to Carter. Back to Nunez. She'll fire the 3. Knocks it down.
And she's fouled. The banks are open late in Tunum Gymnasium.
What a big high arcing shot right there by Nunez. Foul's going to go against Tally Turner. She'll pick up her 3rd. Nunez will go to the line to complete a 3-point play. A 4-point play, sorry. Wilson comes in, Corbett will go out.
Warriors going big right now with 1:16 left.
Warriors lead by three. Nunez can make it four right here. The junior puts up the free throw, knocks it down.
Biggest lead of the night for the Warriors.
30-26, your score. Tally Turner across midcourt playing with three. Ball goes right side to Fisher. Back to Tally. A nice pass behind the back pass to Stubbs. That was pretty. Easy bucket for Stubbs. Back to a two-point game. 30-28, your score. Nunez across midcourt. Less than a minute here to play. Great dribble drive by Brooklyn Carter. Hits the floater from the baseline. Warriors back up by four. Tally Turner with the ball back out on top to Watson. Tries to get it to Fisher. Ball thrown out of bounds. Turnover by McKinleyville. As Gorbett comes back in, Wilson comes out. Offense for defense for the Warriors. As Watson will take a seat, Nunez back across midcourt, about 10-second differential, shot clock to game clock. High post to Gorbett. Gorbett looks for Stokes underneath. Ball's knocked around, picked up by McKinleyville. Dukes couldn't handle it. Now we're going back the other way with another steal. Carter to Gorbett. Gorbett, low post. Back out on top to Nunez. Dribble drive over to Carter. She'll fire the three. Knocks it down. Brooklyn Carter with her third three of the half. Warriors lead by seven. 4 seconds left. Turner with the ball. Tally. Shot goes up top of the key. No good. But what a finish to that half for the Warriors.
Del Norte put on a clinic on both ends of the court the last 90 seconds of the second quarter and turned what had been a tie game into a 35-28 lead.
And that last 90 seconds, the hustle play. We got every hustle play, and the Warriors knocked down some big shots. We'll be back with the Paiute Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. Your score at halftime, 35-28. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Tunin Gymnasium and the HDN opener for the Lady Warriors as they have a 35-28 lead here at halftime. In a game that was all knotted up at 16, Warriors outscored McKinleyville in the second quarter 19-12 to take a 7-point lead into the half.
And those 7 points, the difference, came in the last 90 seconds.
Great job by the Warriors. Couple big shots, timely shots by Brooklyn Carter in the first half. He had three threes. I talked about it in the pregame. I said, if the Warriors sharpshooters can get hot tonight, they can put up points quick. That's exactly what's happened.
Indeed. And led by Brooklyn Carter, and then the four-point play there by Nunez as she nailed a three as the shot clock expired and then made the free throw after she was fouled.
We have some exciting wrestling news.
We do. The wrestling teams took part in a couple major tournaments with top-notch North Coast Section and state placers. Good way for both Warrior teams to earn ranking criteria. For the girls, they were at the Brittany David tournament at Liberty High School in Brentwood. And Adeen Shad took fourth. Carly Dodson took fourth. Autumn Thompson finished sixth. Tesha Jensaw was eighth. And Chaney Shad was the Consolation A champion. All five girls placed in the brackets with the team. And the Warrior girls finished 17th out of 64 teams. Now, the boys took part in the Lou Bronson tournament. This was also at Liberty High School in Brentwood. And Jules Bates took third. Alex Osborne finished seventh. Eric Stansberry was sixth. Curtis Bartley took second, runner-up there. Isaac Lopez was seventh. Colton Shad, fifth. Braden Johnson, fourth. Jace Mantonia was sixth. And Delmore, with 70 teams, 7-0 teams competing in this tournament, finished third. An outstanding performance for Delmore High boys wrestling team as they get ready to take part in some contests against Humboldt Delmore League teams.
Absolutely. You know, I got a call from Clint after their first day down there. I was in Fort Bragg. And he says, John, 9 of our 11 wrestlers after day one are undefeated. And they pinned everybody except two wrestlers. So that's just a super impressive job by our wrestling team. They're actually at home tomorrow, right here against McKinleyville at 6:30. So I'm going to bring my headset, listen to you on the radio, and I'm going to watch wrestling right here at Junior Gymnasium.
I'll be down in McKinleyville with the boys basketball team, but that's a great idea. Come down to TuneIn Gymnasium, watch the Delmore High wrestling team, but have a cell phone with an earpiece or just your little transistor radio. If you want to be old school, you can listen to us on 97.9 FM, Delmore KPOD, or at DelmoreSports.com.
I know you talked to Coach Rice a little bit. A bumpy non-conference for the boys, but I think they've learned a lot. I think they've grown a lot here in the last month.
Well, they played 16 games in about 24 days. 25 days, I believe it is. So there was almost no time to practice. Delmore's gotten more practice in it in the last 14 days than they had the entire first 5 weeks of the season. So the other thing that's going to help is Warriors were, everybody was sick at one time or the other. And so finally, everybody's getting healthy, and Coach Rice will not have to mix and match like he had to during all these tournament games. And McKinleyville, that's going to be the team to beat. Tough team. Jack Clancy is a potentially probably the favorite to be the Big Five Conference most valuable player. Got to control him. But Warriors have a darn good player themselves. And Ethan Thomas.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I've seen some highlight reels from Clancy. He can dunk pretty easy.
So can Thomas.
Woo! I don't know. Clancy's got some big dunks, though. We're going to see tomorrow night. Especially McKinleyville. That gym is notorious to have a lot of spring in it. So I'm expecting some big dunk calls from off the radio.
Well, what was fun, we saw here tonight is Jalen Coney. Of Warrior fame from about 12 years ago, who I believe was the last Warrior to dunk in a game until Thomas did it in Gold Beach.
Yep. Well, let's take a look at the Delmore stats here in the first half. Actually, we'll take a look at McKinleyville to start here. In the first half, Tally Turner came off the bench, the junior, had a three-pointer in the second quarter. Senior Kim Lewis ended up with 2 points. Tatum Fisher had five. Gabby Watson had six. Morgan Stubbs was held to just 5 points in the first half, and you had 6 points for Bernard and for the Delmore Warriors. The Warriors were led by Lily Nunez. She had 13 points. Brooklyn Carter had 11. Anissa Batega had six. Gorbett ended up with two, and Stutz ended up with 3 points. The probably biggest toll going into the second half is going to be the foul situation. Tally Turner has three. Lewis has three. Bernard's playing with two. Claros has two, and Turner has two, as McKinleyville got in foul trouble pretty quickly in that aspect. Around the HDN, also playing tonight, Fortuna and Arcata. Fortuna's traveling to Arcata. Big game for Coach Oliveira and his Tigers. Fortuna's probably the, towards the bottom of the HDN this year, but I think they could beat anybody in that aspect. And Arcata is always up for a challenge, especially at home at the Tigers' den. Fortuna's going to have their hands full heading into Arcata. And here, the Del Norte Warriors lead 35-28 in a game where it was back and forth, high ball game at the end of the first quarter, changed leads two or three times at the beginning of the second quarter. But when it comes to HDN play, a ranked 2 team against a ranked 3 team, this is probably exactly what you would expect, huh, John?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I'm actually a little surprised to see either team with a 7-point lead at halftime, and it was very close the entire first half until the final 90 seconds. Del Norte trying to go 3-0 tonight after both the freshman and JV teams won earlier this evening.
JV freshman improved to 6-4 with a 21-17 win against McKinleyville, and then in JV action, the JV squad improved to 12-5. And that was by Jenna McQuillan with a game-high 22 points for the Warriors. They won 31-20. Looking for the clean sweep here, John. The Hiuchi Hamlet?
Yes. The Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report is brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Where else are they going to put the Hiuchi Hamlet? It doesn't make sense to have it in Smith River.
Absolutely not. You got to be in Hiuchi. The 9-yard breakfast burrito. I'll bring that up once again. Fantastic breakfast burrito.
Are there truffles in it?
No truffles in that one. Panthers are going to have the first possession of the second half. Here we go, Warrior fans. Big, big half for the Del Norte team right here. Making a statement. Ball goes left side to turn. It's knocked away by Gorbett. It's going to go off McKinleyville, though. It's going to be Del Norte ball. Once again, great hands by Gorbett. So it's going to be a turnover by the Panthers. Warriors going to get them the possession. Nunez slowly coming across midcourt. Warriors lead by 7. Huge first 3 minutes of this half. Gorbett, high post, over to Brooklyn in the corner. She'll fire the 3. No good. Rebounded by Fisher. Fisher's going to get it out to Lewis, playing with 3. Lewis out to Turner. Turner, dribble drive, middle of the key, shot goes up, no good. Rebound's going to go to Taylor. Gianna out in transition, coast to coast, up. She gets the ball blocked by Fisher, out to Lewis. Over to Bernard, up with the layup the other way. McKinleyville moving the ball in transition, getting a great look.
And then we throw the ball away on the inbounds pass.
Nunez and Taylor on a different page. Unforced turnover. 35-30 your score. McKinleyville trying to claw their way back into it. Turner will inbound the ball from the sideline now. Over to Fisher. Little urgency in the step for McKinleyville. Turner's going to fire. No good. Rebounded by herself. Puts it back up. No good. Rebound by Stubbs, and she's going to get fouled. As the hustle plays are going McKinleyville's way right now. Foul's going to go against Stoot. She picks up her 3rd foul. Big foul for Stoot there. And that's going to send Stubbs back to the line where she's lived all game. She's 4-6 from the line. Shot goes up, knocks it down. She's now 5-7. And the lead's down to 4. 35-31 your score.
Warriors come out just a little bit too excited here in the third quarter.
Sluggish. Front rim, no good. Rebounded by Nunez. Nunez will push it back the other way. Dribble drive baseline. Look it underneath. Kick it left side to Brooklyn. Brooklyn will fire the 10-footer. No good. Rebound by Bernard. Out to Lewis. And the unforced turnover by McKinleyville. Both teams trying to get something started on both ends.
Good for the Warriors. Good for the Panthers.
Nunez back across midcourt. Slowly coming across. picks up her dribble, goes left side to Taylor, back to Nunez. Get past to Carter. Dribble drive, Carter goes up with the six-footer. No good. Rebound to Fisher, though. Fisher comes up with it, gets it to Lewis. Lewis out in transition, breaks the double team, over to Nunez. Nunez to Pinard, misses. Rebounded by Gorbett. Gorbett out to Nunez. Dribbles past Turner. All the way to the basket. Steps through. Nice shot. And she stepped by Stubbs and makes a scoop layup.
And the key part of that play was Nunez on defense, forcing a difficult shot, and that turned defense into offense and an easy basket for the Warriors.
Warriors back up by six. Dribble drive by Pinard. Ball's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. As it's just been a wave of emotion and effort by both teams, battling back and forth. Six-point lead for the Warriors. Turner will inbound and get it into Fisher. Fisher will fire the three from the wing. Bingo, knocks it down. Fisher with her second three-pointer leads down to three.
You're not allowed to say bingo. I'm only allowed to say bingo.
I know. I do it for the other team, though. You do it for our team.
Okay.
I always say gotcha for our team. Nunez with the ball across midcourt. Over to Carter. High post to Gorbett. Dribble drive. She'll scoop shot up. No good. Rebounded by Stubbs, though. Stubbs clears the space. Back the other way is Lewis. Just slowly bringing it across midcourt, guarded by Nunez. Dribble drive by Lewis.
Yep, offensive foul. She used her off arm.
Is it going to be on Lewis?
Yes. She used her off arm to clear space.
As Lewis picks up her fourth foul. Four fouls on Lewis. She'll be out for an extended amount of time.
As we're still early in the third quarter, Warriors up by three.
And Tally comes in, their backup point guard. She's got three. Nunez back across midcourt now. Warriors lead by three. 5 minutes left here in the third quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Get past to Taylor, back to Brooklyn Carter. Three-point shot on the way, no good. Rebound's going to go off McKinleyville. It's going to be Delmore ball. Stutes battling under there with Stubbs. Two heavyweights underneath just battling it out. Elbows to elbows.
And give credit to Stutes from Del Norris.
Sophomore
taking on a senior and holding her own.
Nunez will inbound the ball, gets it in to Carter. Over to Nunez, dribble drive. We're going to have a foul as she tried to split the double team. Foul's going to go against Tally. She picks up her fourth.
So both point guards for McKinleyville have four fouls. So the question is now, if you're a Del Norte fan, how can Coach Justin Clifton take advantage of that situation?
Gabby Watson comes back in. Nunez will inbound the ball with a new shot clock. Gets it into Gorbett. Back out to Carter. Carter fires a three from the left wing.
Oh.
No good. In and out. Long rebound's going to go back to Carter. Nunez, top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Side rim, no good. Rebounded by McKinley. A couple good looks. Warriors couldn't get him to fall. Get pass down the floor, stolen by Carter. Carter will push it back the other way. Over to Nunez, and coach says, slow it down. Up by three. Right side to Carter. Carter corner to Nunez. Trying to get to Stutes underneath. Stutes tried to turn the wrong way. Got stuck underneath. Got it back out to Nunez, though. Dribble drive, middle of the key. Floater goes up, no good. Ball's out of bounds off McKinleyville. It's going to be Delmore ball.
Fresh shot clock. Delmar's getting some decent looks. They just can't get anything to drop here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter.
Nunez will inbound underneath the own basket. Skip pass, tried to get it into Brooklyn. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be tied up. That was Turner down on the floor with Brooklyn Carter. And it's going to stay Warrior ball as Anissa comes in. Bottega comes in. Taylor will have a seat. Nunez will inbound the ball. Gets it into Stutes, back over to Nunez. Skip pass to Anissa. Anissa, high post to Gorbett. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Stutes. And it's going to be out of bounds off the Warriors as Stutes knocked it out of her knee. Wilson will come in. Stutes will come out. I believe. We've got to yell at somebody. There we go. 37-34 your score. Warriors lead by three. Just under 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Turner comes across midcourt. Turner gets a pick from Stubbs. Back right side to Watson. Dribble drive. We're going to get a pushing call. Gorbett's going to pick it up as she rode her down the lane. It's going to be two fouls against the Warriors now as Gorbett picks up her second. McKinneyville inbounds the ball. Ball's loose. Turner's got it. Guarded by Wilson out on the perimeter. 8-foot jumper, no good. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Pinard. Over to Brooklyn Carter, gets the loose ball. Stolen back by Turner. Stolen back by Gorbett. Nobody wants it. Nunez is out in transition.
Everybody wants it.
Nunez up with the shot, no good, partially blocked.
Both teams are playing out of control. We have an injury timeout.
Oof.
Both teams are playing out of control right now.
The second quarter was on the verge of out of control, very aggressive. This has got to the point of out of control.
Both teams are playing, as Oregon football coach Mike Bellotti once said, one inch out of control. Both teams are about a foot out of control right now.
So as the third point guard, Turner, comes out of the game limping. They are forced to put Lewis back in the game, the starting point guard, with four fouls and 3:20 left here in the third quarter. Interesting choice by Coach Cheek. As the Warriors are going to pick up full court. Watson gets the ball into Stubbs. Back to Watson. Gorbett's going to guard Watson. Out on the perimeter. Left side to Fisher. Fisher dribble drive. Scoop shot up. Knocks it down. Pretty look by Fisher. She's got 10. And the lead's down to 1. 37-36 your score. Warriors up by 1. Just under 3 minutes here in the third quarter. Nunez with the ball. Left side to Anissa. Back to Nunez. Underneath to Gorbett. Gorbett goes up. In and out. She just can't get nothing to fall tonight. And rebounded by Stubbs.
Delmore has turned ice cold here in the third quarter.
Lewis with the ball out on the top of the key. Guarded by Anissa. Over to Watson. Dribble drive, middle of the key, floater goes up, knocks it down, and McKinleyville finding their rhythm as they take the lead back from the Warriors.
Warriors led by 7 at halftime. They're down by 1 with 2:20 to go in the third.
Nunez right side to Brooklyn. Brooklyn back out on top to Gorbett, skips the shot pass to Anissa. Anissa fires the 3, no good. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson fires it out, we're going to have a foul. Great hustle by Wilson. Bernard's going to pick up the foul. That's her third. Third team foul against McKinleyville. And coming into the ball game is Brianna Winningham for the first time. Standout volleyball player. The junior gets her first varsity experience tonight. Skip pass out to Anissa. Anissa has it on the left wing. Looking low post to Wilson. Wilson comes up with it, hands it off to Brianna. Back out to Nunez. Out to Anissa. Shot goes up.
There it is. Bingo!
Shooter's roll right there.
Did you hear
Anissa
the ice?
Knocked it down.
Did you hear the ice cracking?
I loved it. 40-48 to score. Warriors lead by 2. Lewis with the ball. Back out on top. Fisher fires a 3. Partially blocked by Brooklyn. Nunez out in transition. Great job by the sophomore getting a piece of that one. Anissa with the ball. Left wing. Out on top to Brianna. Over to Carter. Dribble drive by Carter. 15-footer on the way. No good. Rebound by Wilson comes up with it. Great hustle by Wilson. Got it stripped from her, though. Watson back the other way. Knocked away by Brooklyn. Probably not a bad foul there.
Now it's a good foul. It was a 2-on-1 pass break. Carter hustled. Committed the foul, and before the shot,
Carter picks up first second. Inbounding will be McKinleyville. Stubbs takes a break, and Claros comes back in for McKinleyville. Lewis, wide open. Somebody missed her assignment, but she missed the 3. Rebounded by Pinard. We're going to have an offensive foul. Looks like she tried to clear.
Use the off arm to clear space.
4 on Pinard. As the two seniors both have 4, and here comes Tally back in. So Tally Turner and Lewis Tim Lewis, both playing with four fouls out on top. Nunez across midcourt, just under a minute to play. Warriors lead by two. 40-38, your score. Give pass to Taylor. Ball fake, dribble drive, up with the shot, and she's going to get fouled. That's going to be five fouls as Callie's going to pick it up. Oh, Lewis picks up the foul, and she just fouled out the senior point guard. And it will send Taylor to the line to shoot two. Tough break for McKinleyville here on the road.
Matt, Doug, pretty much what we expected to see. Both teams playing with a lot of aggressiveness, which you'd expect from the first game in the conference schedule. Both teams maybe a little bit rusty after the break, but
Both teams
absolutely giving no quarter to the other.
Taylor looking for her first points in the ballgame as she's at the line shooting two. First free throw halfway in and out.
That's the third one of those we've seen this quarter.
Taylor just a 35% free throw shooter, struggling from the line. Second free throw knocks it down. Warriors back up by three, 41-38. 45 seconds left here in the quarter. Watson, dribble drive, floater up in the middle of the key. No good, rebound's going to go to loose on the ground, picked up by Lewis. I'm sorry, by Tally. Tally Turner tries to get it to Fisher, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Turnover by McKinleyville. 2 second differential, shot clock to game clock, as the Warriors will inbound. Nunez will take her time for sure. Coming across midcourt now. 10 seconds will come off the clock as she comes across. Guarded out on top by Watson. 17 seconds left. Warriors working hard trying to get it to Wilson at the post. Over to Carter. Carter, dribble drive up with the shot. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by the Panthers. Fisher back the other way. Dribble drive. Spin move. Scoop shot, no good, and that's going to end it for the quarter. Back and forth, a little sloppy here and there, but the Warriors are going to take a 41-38 lead into the fourth and final quarter. We'll be back here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Delmar Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the fourth and final quarter here at the HDN opening game with Delnor Warriors facing the McKinleyville Panthers as the Warriors are taking a three-point lead into the final period. 41-38 your score. Inbounding will be McKinleyville to start the fourth quarter. Watson gets it over to Tally. Tally fires the 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. See if the Warriors can settle in here in the first 4 minutes as this Panther team is going to get after it. Nunez with the ball. She'll dribble it right side to Taylor in the corner. They're both looking for Watson, for Wilson underneath. Ball gets tossed to Carter at the top of the key. Free throw line extended. No good. Rebounded by Claros. Back the other way is McKinleyville. Fisher with the ball. High post to Claros. Dribble handoff to Fisher. Fisher with the scoop shot. No good. Rebounded by Anissa.
Nice job by Wilson there on the defensive end to force that into a tough angle. What would have been an easy layup.
When I say we got depth at the post, we have depth, Mr. Pritchett. And I think it's going to bode well for the Warriors.
The Warriors have depth everywhere.
Nunez with the ball out on the perimeter. 7 minutes left in the ballgame. Dribble drive. Kick to Taylor. Taylor fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Fisher. Watson comes up with it as Fisher almost went down. Watson out to right side to Tally. Tally Turner up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Watson. Back to Fisher. Fisher's going to get fouled on her way to the basket. Wilson's going to get called for the foul. That's going to be her first. Fourth team foul, the inbounds on the sideline. And with that, there's going to be a timeout by Coach Cheek. It'll be a 30-second timeout.
Gives us a chance to say hello to some more Sportscaster Club members, including Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Download Ambulance, now and always, dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef for your local grass-fed organic Angus beef. And Western Valley Insurance. On and off the field, teamwork makes a difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to our community.
41-38, your score. Warriors lead by three. Foul situation. Senior point guard Kim Lewis is fouled out for McKinleyville. Tally Turner, the backup point guard, is playing with four, along with senior forward Cameron Pennard is also playing with four. Foul situation for the Warriors is deuced as three. So Wilson's done a great job this quarter, battling on the post. Fisher inbounds the ball, gets to the end of Claro. Back over to Watson, over to Fisher. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Gorbett. Gorbett defensively doing a great job out there. Got quick hands. Watson will inbound. Gets it out on top to Tally. Underneath in the ball game is Gomes. And it's going to be out of bounds. Stepped out of bounds was Watson. Turnover by McKinleyville. Nunez will slowly bring it across midcourt. 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Nunez, in no hurry at all, hasn't engaged the defense yet. They're 15 on the shot clock. Getting the pick from Wilson, goes the other way. Get pass to Anissa. Shot goes up from the wing. No good. Rebound to Nunez. Nunez back out. Anissa fires again from the wing. Knocks it down. Big shot by the sharpshooter. Anissa knocks down her third three-pointer of the night. Warriors lead by five. Six. Offensive foul on the perimeter.
It's an illegal screen.
Go and fix it up.
As the Panther just came up and clobbered
Nunez.
That was something we might have seen in the Cotton Bowl.
Dea Gomez picking up the foul. Six fouls. Next one's going to be bonus for the Warriors. Nunez back across midcourt. Six-point lead for the Warriors. Nunez trying to find the high post. Nunez dribble drive. Get pass. Tried to get it to Anissa in the corner. Airmailed it into the student section. Turnover for the Warriors. Got to value every possession from here on out, John.
Right idea, wrong execution.
Watson across midcourt. They've had to change up their game plan a little bit with foul situations. Coach Cheek working with what he can do. Dribble drive by Pennard. Scoop shot doesn't go. Rebounded by Carter. Steps through the double team, gets the ball knocked away. Tried to get the scoop shot up, but I couldn't get it.
The sophomore will learn that it's not always the best idea to go 1-on-4. Good hustle by the Panthers to get back on defense.
Great step by Pat Stubbs, though. Timeout on the floor. Coach Clifton gets a full timeout.
Warrior Athletics brought to you by members of the Sportscasters Club, the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes more John parts and service for one-on-one service and support with a winning edge. See the team at More John Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Valvoline Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. Do they still have free vacuuming there?
No, they sure don't.
Okay, sorry about that. They used to. You used to make a big deal about it.
They did.
Maybe just for you.
Maybe it's just, yeah, I don't think that, yeah.
L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. McDonald's, hey, stop by McDonald's for a burger after the game, go Warriors. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener and you. England Marine, Fishing Marine, and Outdoor Equipment, go Warriors. And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and service in Crescent City and in the beautiful community of Brookings.
Beautiful. 5:18 here left in the ballgame. Warriors lead by six. Warriors will inbound the ball underneath their basket. Big couple possessions here for the Warriors.
Warriors with a chance to have their biggest lead of the game. And they do.
Look, as Gorman steals on the underneath the basket and puts back up an easy bucket from Nunez.
Nice pass, yep.
Here comes Tally back the other way. Dribble drive. Shot partially blocked by Wilson. Gets her own rebound, though. And the ball's knocked away off Gorman. It's going to be McKinleyville ball.
You know, Mad Dog, I can think of just one occasion tonight where McKinleyville has gotten a uncontested shot off every time they've had a hand in their face.
Warriors done a great job contesting. Watson all the way to the basket, gets the bucket.
And in that case, six hands in the face and still couldn't stop her.
46-40 your score. Warriors lead by six. Nunez, once again, will slowly come across midcourt. She won't engage the defense till about 15. She gets a pick from Gorbit all the way across the key. Nunez on top to Anissa. Corner to Brooklyn. Brooklyn with the ball. She'll dribble back out on top. Seven on the shot clock. Back to Carter. Carter fires the three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Tally. Tally guarded tightly by Gorbit. In the backcourt. Gets it over to Watson. They clear out. Watson across midcourt. Gets a pick from Bernard. Ball gets knocked out of bounds off Carter. I tell you, Carter and Gorbit on the perimeter defensively have done a great job of setting the stage. Wilson comes off. Stoops comes in. Great minutes from Lilly.
Quality minutes from
Watson
the senior.
Tries to get it into Bernard. Gets it back to Watson. Watson will fire the three. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be off Nunez out of bounds as Stubbs and Stoops are battling underneath. Stubbs had to battle Wilson, and now you got Stoops in there as the Warriors just keep throwing different post players. Out on the perimeter, Fisher back to Tally. Underneath to Bernard, Brooklyn Carter sneaks around the offender and knocks it out of bounds.
Boy, she's quick.
Wilson comes in. As the Warriors have gone big, Mr. Pritchett. As Brooklyn Carter comes out, Wilson comes back in.
She's going to be back in just a few seconds. That's just going to give her a breather.
Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Stoops. Fisher couldn't get it to drop. And Nunez, once again, slowly across midcourt. 20 on the shot clock. 3:45 on the game clock. Warriors lead by six. Gorman, dribble drive, middle of the key, finds Stoops, puts it up, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Delnor ball. Stoops has got to get some of those to fall. Stoops and Gorman, a couple of the leading scorers in Fort Bragg, are just unable to knock him down here. As Wilson comes in, Brooklyn comes in, offense for defense.
A year in the weight room will make a huge difference for Stoops.
Nunez gets it in to Anissa. Anissa will fire the three. Blocked by Bernard. Picked up by Carter. Over to Nunez. She'll fire the three.
Oh!
In and out, no good. Long rebound to Corbett. And the Warriors will reset out on top. Nunez has the ball. Pulling it back out on top. 20 on the shot clock. Warriors lead by six. Just over 3 minutes left to play. Nunez not engaging the defense. Staying out wide as they're still back in that 2-3 zone. Nunez over to Anissa, back to Nunez. Get pass to Carter. Five on the shot clock. Dribble drive up with the shot. We're going to have a foul. Carter's going to go to the line to shoot two, and she got fouled on the floater. Foul's going to go against Fisher.
Less than 3 minutes to go. Warriors up by six.
Fisher picks up the foul. 17 fouls on McKinleyville. Warriors in bonus now, but Carter's at the line to shoot two. Her first free throws of the night, she's a 65% free throw shooter, and she knocks down her first one. Carter averaging 9 points a game. She was at 12 tonight.
She was honorable mention last year as a freshman who came up at the halfway mark of the season, and she makes the second free throw.
Both free throws good. The Warriors take an 8-point lead as Anissa takes a break and Taylor comes back in. I mean, you think you're losing a lot, but Gianna Taylor's a great player, too. Like you said, the Warriors are deep.
Everywhere.
Coach says they can play 9 or 10. Tally with the ball stolen from Nunez. I'm sorry, Nunez stole it from Tally. Turnover by McKinleyville. Warriors have the ball across midcourt. Once again, slowly coming across. Warriors lead by 8. Lily out on top. Over to Brooklyn. High post to Gorbett. Underneath tries to get it to Stoops. Can't get it there. Loose on the ground, though. Stubbs comes up with it. Over to Watson. McKinleyville up by, down by 8. Coach Cheek says, push the pace. Bernard with the ball. Tries to get it to Stubbs. Goes off her foot. Turnover by McKinleyville. Nunez will slowly come up. They're going to have to come out of that zone as they pick her up finally at half court with 19 on the shot clock.
2 minutes to go.
That was perfect. Nunez, dribble drive, over to Stoots. Stoots up with it. No good. Back up. No good. Great hustle by the sophomore. Couldn't get it to fall, but we had a foul. Foul's going to go against Fisher. She picks up her second. And Stoots will go to the line. She's 1-2 from the line. Only a 23% free throw shooter. Needs these two. Back rim, no good. Was almost a knuckleball gone.
But if she can make this one, it makes it a 3-possession game for the Warriors.
Or 3 field goals.
What? There we go.
9-point lead. 49-40 your score under 2 minutes to play. Watson across midcourt. Almost got caught, got in trouble in there. Gets underneath the Fisher. She'll shoot it up. No good. She'll get her own rebound. She'll go back up. And we're going to have a foul. I don't think it went on Stoots. It might be on Taylor. Taylor gets called for the reach.
Yeah, Stoots was straight up and down.
Yeah. Taylor will pick up the foul. It'll be 5 team fouls, but it'll be a 2-shot foul for Fisher. Fisher, first time to the free throw line. She's got 10 tonight. Make that 11 points.
And McKinleyville still not in the bonus with 1:43 remaining in regulation.
49-41 your score. Warriors lead by 8. Second free throw off the rim. No good. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Off McKinleyville, off Bernard. And with that timeout, with that ball out of bounds, McKinleyville, Coach Cheek, calls the timeout with 1:42 left here in the ballgame. Warriors lead 49-41.
More members of the legendary Sportscasters Club include Jawal, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92, trying to keep you warm and happy. Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, and like a good neighbor, Lisa is always there. South Coast Appliance, new and used appliances behind Dutch Brothers and Brookings, and now in Crescent City. And Brian's Beach Dogs, relish today, catch up tomorrow, grab a dog, and more. That's in Harbor. You and I like those beach dogs, man.
Give me a beach dog any day.
Right now.
We need a beach dog in Crescent City.
That is good.
Shout out to Brian. We need a beach dog.
You need a franchise.
Inside now, beach dog. 49-41 your score. 1:42 left here in the ballgame. Warriors lead by 8. It'll be full court pressure by McKinleyville. It'll be a zone pressure. A 2-2-1. Better known as a diamond press. Nunez with the ball over to Anissa. They'll slowly bring it across.
And
as he breaks the double team.
At some point, McKinleyville is going to have to start thinking about fouling, down by 8 with less than 90 seconds to go.
Nunez has the ball out on top, 10 on the shot clock. Guarded out there by Tally. Gets the pick from Gorbett. Dribble drive. Scoop shots up. No good. She's going to get fouled. Great use of the clock and great job by Nunez creating the contact. Foul's going to go against Bernard, and she just fouled out of the game. Two captain seniors have now fouled out of the game for McKinleyville.
What I loved about that last play was all 5 Del Norte players knew exactly what to do and how to do it. They ran the clock all the way down, and with 5 seconds on the shot clock, they went to the hoop, got fouled, and a chance to almost ice this game.
Nunez knocks down the first free throw. Talking to Coach Clifton, he really thinks his squad, his point guard is the best in the HDN, and tonight she's done a great job of dictating the pace of this game. Second free throw, no good, and here comes McKinleyville back the other way. Watson with the ball. Panthers trailing by 9. Stubbs has it. Give and go to Watson. Blocking foul on Gorbitt. And it's going to be two-shot foul. Gorbitt's going to pick up her third. And that's going to send Watson to the line. Watson will shoot 2 as Wilson will come back in the ball game after the first free throw. Watson knocks down the free throw. She's now 2 of 3 from the line. Wilson comes in. Bottega comes out. 50-42 your score. 8-point lead with just over a minute to play. Second free throw also good. Timeout on the floor by Coach Clifton. And it's going to be a full timeout with 1:08 left here in the ballgame. 50-43 your score. Warriors lead by 7. 2 timeouts left for Coach Clifton. 1 timeout left for Coach G. Double bonus next time for the Warriors, and it'll be bonus for McKinleyville from here on out, John.
Delnord has to avoid the turnover. They have to make McKinleyville come out and commit a foul or let Delnord go ahead and run the clock all the way down, the shot clock all the way down, and then get another shot off in the final 5 seconds. Goes in, great. You get fouled, great. Worst case scenario is you've reduced the length of the game by almost half.
You think Coach G can't go into the soft zone press here. He's going to have to be a little bit more man-to-man on the ball or double on the ball immediately. Last time, they were kind of sagging off a little bit, and the Warriors were able to methodically break the press between Anissa and Nunez.
And look who Delmar has on the floor. All smalls, all excellent ball handlers.
Taylor will inbound the ball, get it into Nunez. They let Nunez have that way too easy. Out up back on top, and she'll just dribble it around. Taylor has it across midcourt. Warriors are going to dribble this thing out, back out on top to Nunez. 15, she gets double, gets it over to Taylor. Taylor on the perimeter, tries to get it back to Nunez, and does. She touched it. But since she touched it in the front court.
Yep, exactly right. If she'd let the ball go ahead and go into the backcourt, she would have been fine.
Yep.
Instead, she touched it and then stepped over the line.
Backcourt violation, 48 seconds left. Wilson comes back in for Anissa for the defensive side. 50-43 your score. Watson across midcourt. Looks underneath, finds Claros. Up with the shot. Easy bucket for McKinleyville. Warriors back the other way.
Down to a 5-point lead for the Warriors.
Raps gets it back to Taylor. Taylor across midcourt leading by 5. Timeout called by Coach Clifton as Taylor went right to the worst ball on the floor.
She got trapped right at half court and the sideline.
Crossed half court and then stopped. And great timeout by Coach Clifton. 30-second timeout, John.
27.6 seconds remaining. Warriors leading 50-45 in a game that has seen ebbs and flows back and forth. Both teams willing to do pretty much anything to win this game. The Warriors trying to pick up the first win of the Big Five conference season.
50-45 is close. This is going to be huge. The inbounds will be huge. McKinleyville has to foul right away. Warriors haven't shot fantastic from the free throw line. The one person you do not want to foul is Nunez or Anissa. If you can stay away from those two, and Carter's actually perfect from the line tonight too. So Taylor would be one you'd foul. Taylor only is shooting 35% from the free throw line. They let Nunez have it. They get it back over to Anissa. Anissa tries to get it to Nunez. Falls loose on the ground, and it's going to be a foul.
And it's going to be against Delmore. 20.2 seconds remaining. And that puts McKinleyville at the line for 1-1.
Nunez picks up her first foul. Kamora's going to come in the ballgame for the Warriors. McCovey comes in for Anissa. Big, big free throws here for the junior, Sally Turner. Sally up with the first free throw. 1-1, back rim, no good. Rebound's going to go long to Claros. Gets it into Stubbs. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be tied up. As Fisher tied it up with Gorbitt, it's going to be Delnord ball.
15.3 seconds to go.
Anissa comes in the ball game for Kamora. Taylor will inbound the ball. Taylor gets it into Nunez. And she'll get fouled. Foul's going to go against Tally, I believe. Tally's going to pick up her fifth.
Second Panther to foul out tonight.
Third.
You're right.
We had the senior Kim Lewis, the senior Cameron Pinard, and then the junior Tally Turner. Nunez will go to the line to shoot two. Double bonus situation. And we can ice it with a couple right here, John.
Yep.
14 seconds left. Big free throws here for the junior.
She gets two of them.
First one in, nothing but net, ice water in the veins. 51-45 your score. 6-point lead here for the Warriors. What an opening night for this Warrior squad here at home. As he makes them both. 52-45 your score. Timeout, Coach Clifton. My goodness, after a disappointing loss in the championship against Fort Bragg just 5 or 6 days ago, they came out and had a great game plan against this McKinleyville squad. I talked to Coach Clifton earlier today, and he says we put in a couple things and have really focused in on this McKinleyville squad, and they've done a great job tonight.
Coach Clifton told me that he was really disappointed how his team came out emotionally for that championship game. They really didn't have that energy that they needed. They've had that energy now all four quarters, and they just need to keep it up for 14 more seconds. No fouls right now. That would be the worst thing you can do.
52-45 is score, 14 seconds left. If I'm the Warriors, I mean, I don't even know if I inbound that ball if they make one.
No.
Claros, because you're going to get an extra 5 seconds.
Yep.
Ball's going to be almost stolen by Brooklyn Carter. Loose on the ground. Picked back up by Watson. Watson over to Stubbs. Stubbs dribble drive. Up with the shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up.
That's going to be it.
And that's going to do it, folks. As Stubbs makes the last bucket, the final score here at Tunis Gymnasium, the Del Norte Warriors have defeated the McKinleyville Panthers by a final score of 52-47. We'll be back with the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to Tuna Gymnasium for the postgame show, where moments ago the Del Norte Warriors defeated the McKinleyville Panthers by a final score of 52-47 in a game that was a Warrior lead by 7 at the half. At the end of three quarters, it was down to a 3-point lead for the Warriors, and the Warriors stretched it back out, ended up winning by 5 points. Great job by the Warriors defensively. Third quarter was a little bit shaky here and there for both squads, but the Warriors had a great fourth quarter.
Well, I think what this game, what this victory means for Del Norte, I mean, is so much emotional and mental, because everybody knew McKinleyville was the team to beat. Del Norte, knew they were good. They just didn't know how good. Tonight, here at home, they took care of business pretty emphatically, despite a third quarter where they went absolutely ice cold, three baskets that were three-quarters of the way down the chute and popped back out. But nevertheless, a great win for Coach Clifton and his squad.
How awesome was it? I think really the difference is in the fourth quarter there was how deep Del Norte was. They were able to go deep in the bench when it came to their post players and their guards out on front, kept fresh legs out there defensively, and really swarmed that McKinleyville squad.
And Coach Clifton was able to do things like bring his bigs off and put five of his smaller, best ball handlers on the court during crunch time, and then switch back to a more defensive team when he needed to. Just a good overall win for the Warriors, and a great game from the newcomer to the varsity, Miss Stutes.
Great job by Lauren also. And I can tell you what, this game could have switched in a lot of different gears. Fouls going different ways. When Kim Lewis picked up her first two fouls within the first 2 minutes, the starting point guard really showed the ebb and tide of this McKinleyville squad. They had three players foul out of the ballgame. Two of their captains, Tim Lewis, along with Cameron Pinard down the stretch. Leading scorers for McKinleyville was Gabby Watson, ended up with 12 points, and Tatum Fisher had 11, along with Morgan Stubbs had 9, and Cameron Pinard ended up with 8 points for McKinleyville. And for Del Norte, the sophomore, Brooklyn Carter, had 13. Lily Nunez had 18. Anissa Batega had 12. Gorbett pitched in 4. Stutes pitched in 4. And Gianna Taylor had a free throw. All around great effort. Three players in double digits. And like I said, any one of those three could go for 20 tonight.
And two things that jump out. Our stat keeper said that, was it Stutes that had 19 rebounds?
19 rebounds.
And is that the quietest 18 points from Lily Nunez you ever saw?
Only total of 3 field goals. She did it from the line, and that's her attacking the basket. And she had 12 rebounds herself.
Terrific game for the entire squad. And a great coaching by Coach Clifton. Justin had his team ready to play, and ready to play a team that is senior-dominated in McKinleyville, that threw a lot of different looks at Del Norte, both offensively and defensively, and he had answers, and his team knew how to respond.
Yes, they did. And also in freshman game tonight, the freshmen won 21-17, improving to 6-4 on their record, and the JV squad defeated McKinleyville 31-20. They go to 12-5 on the season. Clean sweep here in the opening night of the HDN. Up next for the Lady Warriors, we'll be back here at home against the HDN favorite, the Eureka Loggers, on Thursday right here at TuneIn Gymnasium. But up next tomorrow, the boys take center stage tomorrow as the Del Norte boys hit the road. Mr. John Fritsch is going to have live game action for you at McKinleyville as they take on the Panthers. Pre-game around 7:15, tip-off at 7:30. Any final thoughts, John?
Well, McKinleyville is probably the team considered to beat in the Big Five Conference on the boys' side. But I think this Del Norte team, getting healthy, getting some practice in, is going to be a much different team. I expect a big step up from the Warriors than what we saw in all these tournament games, 16 of them, in about 25 days. That would exhaust anybody, especially when team member after team member was coming down with the crud or whatever it was, whatever I had. And so game time, tune into the Warrior pregame show at 7:20, tip-off at 7:30 on DelNorteSports.com and on KPOD 97.9 FM.
Well, the girls have started the ball rolling, so now it's up to the boys. Well, Warrior fans, that should wrap things up for us here tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without fear, Gloria, back in the studio, for my broadcast partner, John Pritchett, for Mike O'Brien at KPOD, general manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of this game on DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score, Del Norte defeats McKinleyville 52-47. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.
Mama, just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you want her till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow